All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Howard, H-O-A-R-D. Last name is LaBeouf, L-A-B-O-U-E-F, 1-15-2026. Howard has been certified for hospice care at home today, period. L-E-B-O-U-L-E. Hang on, I have to find this old chart. Can't find it yet. One second. Hang on, I'm trying to find them.
Are you going to be here tomorrow or Friday?
Tomorrow, yes. Friday, my mother's coming to town, so maybe half a day. Why?
Okay, so the patient was coming for a wedding.
Yeah, tomorrow for sure.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yes. Okay, so let's say this is a 61-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history. I believe that blank. Patient is quite weak, O2 dependent, on 2 liters of oxygen, O2 sat hovers around 96. Patient has lost weight, has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. RMAC is at 19 centimeter. Patient has continued to decline both mentally and physically. Decreased appetite, decreased weight. With decreased appetite and decreased weight, actually. Patient has symptoms of anxiety, requires lorazepam on a regular basis. Okay, here we go. Patient is currently on hospice with a history of COPD. There you go. Patient also has pleural edema related to right-sided heart failure as well as corpulmonale. She requires neck treatments on a regular basis. She's tachycardic at 110 between 100 and 110 most of the time. Patient recently was hospitalized with history of pulmonary embolus, which is contributing to his shortness of breath. His other comorbidities includes HFPEF, that's capital H, capital F, and then little p, then EF, hypertension, COPD, OSA, bipolar disorder, patient has generalized decline during the hospitalization and subsequently was referred to hospice and placed on hospice at this time. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, meets the criteria for hospice care, and is in grave, has a grave prognosis. Thank you.